now, back to the danger. Or, as we like to call them, bats.
It was a Thursday, I think, and Thursday's a humorless day.
Oh, you say that again.
Around here we call it Ashcroft Day.
Yeah.
And we call it that without much of a sense of humor. I couldn't stand listening to any automobile sound effects, so... Oh, no. I just walked around the block and I found Nancy's stingy apartment. It was a humorless building in a rundown section they call Irony Town, and they call it that without,
Irony?
Irony. Thanks, Al.
You're welcome. Don't mind me. I'll just stay on the phone. I've got unlimited minutes and no roaming.
Nancy lived above a greasy restaurant that looked like a drawing of a restaurant called the Krusty Krab. I climbed the drawing of the stairs. I walked the block, I tucked the tuck, I did the hoochie-coochie and then I let it, yeah, I was feeling good. What was that smell? Krabby Patty. Nancy, is that you? Open the door.
I can't, Nick. I've lost the will.
That will was worthless, Nancy. The old man has left you nothing.
He left me this door, but he left it closed. If I open it, I'll have nothing left of him.
I see. what would happen if you just stopped making your voice sound as if you were behind a door?
What? Could you do that?
It's radio, Nancy, darling. You can do anything you like.
Well, all right, but I'll try. Hi, Nicky. Long time no see.
Oh, are we speaking Chinese?
What?
Hey, am I in this scene yet?
China, Bradshaw, the next big market.
Big
thing, there are ducks in China who wear uniforms of flight attendants and have plastic explosives shaped like little wings pinned to their lapels.
When do I get to talk?
There are geese with bombs. You're talking now. What happened to that old world where we received news 2 weeks late and left our doors open? What happened to party lines and Whig socials? What the hell happened?
Criminals, Nick. That's what happened. Certain global bigwigs got a lot of money together.
They bred money?
No, they got it by selling shares in Whig socials and not paying dividends on party lines.
Wait a minute, you mean they made money by betting on globalization?
That's what I mean, you know.
Nice. And the world was flat and you could leave your doors unlocked. Yeah. People lived with what was directly around them.
They never fell off the edge.
Am I still in this scene?
Well,
why not?
Because it's radio.
You can
radio.
Do anything you want. Can do anything you want.
All right, Nick, it's your line.
Well, Nick... I think I've...
No, you're Nick.
Wait a minute. She says...
Even
oh, Nick, I'll leave my door unlocked for you.
Well, then we'd have
good
to go
radio.
Back and start the scene over, Nancy.
Can we just do that?
Well, it's radio. There's never as much time as you think there are.
4 minutes, 22 seconds and counting. I suggest we move to my scene.
That's a problem, Al. It's easy enough for me to say. I drove down to police headquarters to see Lieutenant Alvin
Now Trask. We're talking. That sounds great.
Well, then comes the hard part, Al. You see, without writers, we have no...
What? That's my line.
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
I haven't been in for two pages, Nick.
Go ahead.
Well, then comes the hard part. This is the... You can't, please. Well, then comes the hard part, Al. Without writers, you see.
See what? What?
Look between
the
your legs.
Set up for everything that's going to happen from now on.
Oh, I see what you mean. Just hearing people repeat, what, will get pretty old after a while.
Like you, little lady.
That's a pathetic joke. Maybe you're right, Dwight. Maybe we need some real writers. What happened to Noir? What happened to Irony?
Those twins on the ice to date them.
What happened to Irony? No one irons anymore. It's all dripped off.
Oh, Nancy, darling, this is going nowhere.
Oh, that's good. I headed for nowhere. This isn't hard.
I don't know, Nick. I headed for nowhere. It sounds like Buddhists writing.
Hey, I'm still in my office, but Blutwurst just walked in. He's wearing a saffron robe and holding a begging bowl.
I'm begging you for some razors, boss. We're in deep, deep sight here, Chief.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Nick, you've got to do something.
I imagined there was no door, but now I'm imagining... Yeah, we really should rehearse this shit before we do it, boys. Nick, you've got to do something. I imagined there was no door, but now I'm imagining worse. I'm imagining an elephant-headed dude with 60 arms waving bloody knives. Gosh, this is scary.
He looks like the Attorney General. Oh, wrong voice.
These aren't just Buddhist writers, Nick. I sense a certain...
Globalization? I see what you mean.
Hey, 6:15, time for the old prayer rug. Which way is Mecca from Fun Fun Town?
Oh, Heavenly Father of Broadcasting, bless this poor program. Give me more lines and an increase. Please make everybody be quiet.
Can no longer play.
Tell me where to put my fingers.
All great snakeheads, direct global problems into my pocket.
In the ass.
Oh, Lord, give me that six-stage operation.
Oh, my gosh, nothing on radio is ever simpler. Okay, it was time to say goodbye. Just shut up, everybody.
Huh?
Okay, end of the show.
End of the show?
End of the show.
God!
End of the show.
Now, I thought this week we'd borrow a trick from Young Guy Motor Detective. I love that show. And we'd end the show with a letter from the letter bag. Open it up.
Hey, there's a bunch of sound effects in here.
Here's a letter, Nick. Here's a letter. It's the only letter we got. Everything else, it was broken glass.
One measly letter? Okay, this letter's from the Austin family in Hollywood, California. Dear Nick, ever since 9/11, we've become upset with reality and special reality shows. We have solved this problem by just watching Big SpongeBob 3 on TV. If we see something with letters and words or numbers crawling at the bottom of the screen, we just turn to SpongeBob. He lives in a pineapple under the sea. He's a servant. Magellan Taurus, you see, nautical nonsense, be sent from English, and flop on the desk.
This program was brought to you by Pluscom.com, and I'm hoping I'll meet Mr. Pluscom soon. Would you like an older woman with some experience, a sexy mustache, and liver spot?
Thanks, Mom and Pop Austin, for that liver-spotted letter. Sounds good to me, and tune in again next month. Surely we'll find some writers by then. This is Nick Danger saying... What does it say here?
So long.
So long. And it is quite long.
So long.
And do any of you know what the hell this third eye is actually good for?
Like going to sleep. These scripts would be right.
What a plot.